Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we talked about a year ago, the Orioles went there, took 2 out of 3, eventually surpassed them to take the lead in the East, and then faltered down the stretch. Yankees would go on to the World Series. But I mean, your dad lived it, your uncle lived it, your grandfather lived it. I mean, as Oriole fans, we've lived it for years. Why did the Yankees just have that different feel to them? And even more so when the Orioles are actually competitive, not like getting their brains beat in like they were a few years ago by everybody in the East. But why is New York kind of that different, not Red Sox level rivalry, Boston, New York? But the Orioles and Yankees have had some pretty historic get-togethers over the years here.
Well, I think that when you're looking at the history and rivalries, you know, Boston, New York, I get it, right? That's self-explanatory if you watch sports and you watch baseball. Sure. That runs deep. You could argue that maybe it doesn't have the same feel as it usually does, but they've been rivals. They've had all those moments. But the other team that's had the moments with the Yankees has been the Baltimore Orioles, right? I mean, that's no knock to the Rays, but newer team relatively franchise-wise when you're looking at the grand scheme. So that takes time, right? The Blue Jays, I get it, they've been around for a while, but it just feels like these matchups have been rooted for so long. And even going back, you mentioned my dad, the 90s, they had some battles.
Yep.
They had battles because who were the two teams that were fighting it out and duking it out in the mid to late 90s? It was the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Then you flash forward when the Orioles are good again in 2012 and that little run. Who do they meet in the playoffs where it's neck and neck? It's the New York Yankees, right? And Yankees fans even recognize that. As much as they want to throw it aside, there is a lot of tension with these two fan bases. And quite frankly, I think for New York, when we're talking about at this moment in time, I think the team that the Yankees don't like to face is the Baltimore Orioles. And I think the fans are recognizing that. And what's the reason? The Orioles are beating them. So how do you create more of a spark, too, with these teams? Well, if you have success against them, it brings back that feel, and it certainly feels like it's back.
Orioles took 2 out of 3 when they played earlier this season. Sagano pitched well in his outing. Now he gets his first taste of Yankee Stadium. Mm. Now, the Yankees have been ice cold offensively. Busted out a little bit the last two nights. They still lost 3 out of 4 to the Angels, salvaged the finale yesterday. But if they're not hitting home runs right now, the Yankees aren't really scoring runs. But when they hit home runs, as we know, they come in bunches because they could bash away with the best. So are the Orioles, you know, the shaky team that they've been, but better in June? Maybe are they catching New York at the right time here tonight, 7:05, and then back-to-back day games, 1:05 tomorrow, and then the Roku special, 11:35 on Sunday.
And I know everyone is thrilled about the early birds.
Well, Nolan will still be fixing his doorknob at 11:30 on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're doing on Sunday?
When I start tonight, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Nonstop.
Perfect.
You missed that, by the way. We set the over-under. I'm changing my front doorknob. The over-under set at 20 and a half minutes. Keep texting in your predictions.
20 and a half.
20 and a half. Now, when he ordered it on Amazon, because it was a kit, comes with everything. Mm-hmm. It is the knob and a deadbolt, too. So that should be noted here. It's two changes. It's not just the knob. So two things are coming out. Two new things are going in. So maybe that skews your prediction here.
Not to digress too much, but I'm just telling you, standard's not always standard.
Yeah,
what you think it might be.
You know what? I'll answer more of this thought as we go, because I always love to continue these conversations, and it might. I believe in you, Nolan, as a person. For this, you'll have to wait to hear my answer. But when it comes to the Yankees and the Orioles up there playing, by the way.
Yeah, you have a screwdriver, right? By the way.
Yeah. Come on. You don't think I'd think that far?
It's a Phillips head, I'm assuming. But yes.
Yeah, but the Yankees. The Yankees, the Orioles. The Yanks, when it comes to, we know that they like to use the long ball. They use that short porch and right extremely well. I don't know if I'd say it's the Orioles catching them at the right time. I think that the Orioles, you know, it's just an opportunity when you play your division rival. And I think the Orioles, you know, I mentioned earlier, here we go about the mental side again. When you go against somebody over and over again, and despite how things are going, and you know you can walk in into a situation where you're just confident, right? The Orioles feel that way against New York because of the success that they've had. Now, the Yankees are a confident team, but they don't necessarily have the full confidence that they're going to beat the Orioles. Why? Because they haven't done that consistently. That's a mental advantage. And the other part that would work in the Orioles' advantage, this isn't about them hitting home runs. When the Orioles were really struggling, their fundamentals were bad. The Yankees' fundamentals are not very good right now. Those games that they lost to the Angels, if you watch them, they were disasters. Like, they were running themselves, literally running themselves out of innings consistently, not coming up in situations. They could have very well won that series, swept that series, and instead, the Angels look like they build off of that, right? So, it's not going to be for me about the Yankees' offense is down. It's just, can you continue to play with the confidence for Baltimore, and are the Yankees just going to be sloppy? That's what I'm curious to see.
Max Fried's on the hill tonight. We know the Orioles struggles against lefties, but they've been showing a pulse lately. Gunnar Henderson's been wearing out left-handed pitching. We'll come back, talk about this matchup, because Peter Schmuck from BaltimoreBaseball.com was covering those teams in 96. Jeffrey Mayer, go bleep yourself. 97 when the Orioles won the division, and then the Benitez game in 98, which was all kind of insanity going on. So we'll talk to Peter Schmuck about that, and we'll count some weekend money, hopefully with buy or sell, coming up around 1 or 12:45.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.